Scientists have mapped coral reefs in the Caribbean to identify those most likely to survive climate change. Corals with the highest potential to escape destruction from marine heat waves are predominantly located along the northern shoreline of Cuba. And other promising sites are clustered around the Bahamas, Dominican Republic, Guadeloupe, Haiti, eastern Jamaica, and the US state of Florida. Coral reefs are wonders of the ocean. Made up by hundreds of thousands of tiny creatures, they are one of the most threatened ecosystems on the planet. According to a recent IPCC report, top-level UN reports written by scientists, at up to 1.5 Celsius of warming, only 10 to 30% of coral reefs are expected to survive. If warming is above that, survival prospects plummet drastically. The research team compared different climate models and examined factors such as hurricane damage and heat stress. They used this to define a list of coral that are priorities for protection due to their better resilience to climate change. Locating and managing the places that hold greatest promise to sustain key species will be critical for helping those precious habitats persist as the planet continues to warm, said lead researcher Ileana Chalette. The insights are already shaping reef conservation efforts to deliver durable, climate-smart protection for those ecosystems most likely to survive this century, added Zamina Escobar-Fadul of global environmental non-profit The Nature Conservancy. But the scientists say their research, in line with other studies, shows coral reefs will not survive 2 Celsius of warming. Meaning urgent greenhouse gas emission reductions are needed. To save them for future generations. It's the end of week one at the COP26 climate conference in Glasgow, and the world leaders have already made some big commitments. More than 40 countries have promised to phase out coal by 2050, and another 100 leaders have pledged to end and reverse deforestation by 2030. The US and the EU, meanwhile, announced that they would partner up to cut methane emissions. BBC reporters from across the globe, from Shanghai to Sao Paulo, explain how the summit and the climate pledges are going down in their countries. Oh, fuck. Chinese social media has not been flooded with criticism of the West at COP26, writes Stephen McDonnell in Beijing. The response in China's state-controlled media to the climate summit has been fairly muted. It's not that ordinary people in China don't know that the conference is taking place, but the coverage of it has definitely been downplayed. Perhaps Xi Jinping choosing not to attend the gathering was a key factor. To report on it might draw attention to the fact that, unlike other major nations, nobody represented China at leader level. Fuck. Also, China's media is of the Communist Party and for the Communist Party. Coverage of anything involving Mr. Xi, I don't know how to say that, sorry, who is the general secretary of the party, is tightly controlled. Media outlets here would not ignore such a meeting, to which Mr. Xi sent a message in lieu of an apparent... Oh, God. Unless they had been ordered to. Of course, the conference has... at various points been referred to nationalist eras like those featured in the Global Times have criticised US President Joe Biden, particularly after he singled out his Chinese counterpart for not showing up. But Chinese social media have not been... And that's the news.